What's going on, everybody? Did you think that we weren't going to talk about this Fiesta Bowl today? Because it was looking a little shaky there in the beginning. But we're here. We're going to cover the other three playoff games tomorrow as Nick just floats on his wall.
That was joined
by the one and only Nick Hathcote and Todd Smith. What's up, boys?
What's up, fellas?
What's going on? Happy New Year's to everybody. Yeah. New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm. New Year's Eve. Are we going to address the elephant in the room first? Is the SEC overrated?
Yes. At least it's turning out that way.
Go Big Blue.
Can we just talk about the fact that several weeks ago I said, as Ken says, hell yes, go Blue. I said there was a lot more parity, which isn't really saying anything new. I think we all knew that if we paid any attention to college football this year. But I also said that I thought that the SEC was not as good as what everybody likes to beat their chest and say, oh, they're so much more dominant. I actually think Ole Miss may have been the best team out of the SEC that unfortunately didn't make the playoff. Don't lose to Kentucky, don't lose to Florida, and you're in. But from what we've seen, and I was talking about with Todd backstage, you know, everybody likes to say, well, Alabama didn't care because it wasn't a playoff game. So that's bull crap. Your starters were out there. You're competitive. You're wanting to win. You play to win. Don't give me that the game didn't matter. That's why they didn't show up. And like I told Todd, yeah, maybe if it was a playoff game, they would have been up a little more for it. But any team would under that circumstance. So throw that away. Tennessee had their time to shine. They laid a big old egg. So we'll see. We'll see what happens in this Georgia game. I know Nick's going to be rooting pretty hard for Notre Dame. I can't say that I blame him. I think that's the right side. But we will discuss those tomorrow morning. Let's get to the one tonight. Ashton Jeanty versus Drew Aller. This Penn State team, you know, we've talked about them. James Franklin can't win the big game. SMU wasn't the big game. Because SMU wasn't ranked in the top 10. Neither is Boise State. So are we loading up on Penn State in this situation? I'm a fan of the over. I think we're going to have a lot of points. I think Aller being on this stage against a pretty bad Boise State defense, I think he's going to be able to go wild. A couple of my best bets are going to insinuate that. But what are you guys looking forward to most in the Fiesta Bowl? What do you see on both these sidelines?
I'll go here. I'm a little different here. I'm on Boise State tonight. I'm going to do some things with Boise State. I mean, everyone's on Penn State. And here's the thing. All the shows I've done when I did Notebook Wager and all, I grew up in Central PA. I grew up right next to Penn State. I interned at Penn State Athletic Department here. Everyone says I bash Penn State. No, it's a Big Ten, man. I love the Big Ten. Let's go Illinois. Let's get this one against South Carolina here too. I just think this is one that I don't know how great Penn State is. And I know what they did last week against or 2 weeks ago against SMU. A lot of turnovers. SMU was moving the ball. And now you get on a neutral field. I mean, Jennings just went colorblind there and he just kept throwing pick sixes. So let's do this. Boise State's only loss of the year is Oregon. Jeanty had a good game. And I know a lot of people have matched up, you know, UNLV. But if you look, I mean, he had 128 yards a touchdown, 209 and a touchdown. I'm going to let it go to Nick here and get his couple 2 cents here. But I'm on Boise State a little bit in this. I think they're going to be able to hang. I think now on some books it's up to 13. I think that we're starting to get a little crazy here. I think this is a team that could watch them kind of gain a little bit. I could be dead wrong on this, but I think Boise keeps this close. Nick, what do you have?
Yeah, I got Penn State at minus 10. So I was a little bit lucky and was able to get that number at 10, where absolutely loved it. Had to pay a little bit of juice, got it at minus 130. But I feel like it was worth it. I think right now, you mentioned minus 13. I think that is pushing it. I think I would probably play it. Minus 12 and a half would probably be, that's like top end. And even that is pushing it a bit. But here's my read on the game. Like, I think Penn State, I could see this being a runaway by Penn State. Ashton Jeanty is going to be the best player on the field. Excuse me. But he's Boise State's best player, and it's like by far. So it's like we trust Penn State's defense. We know what Penn State's defense is. They're going to load the box. And everybody has been saying that against Boise State all year. They said, we're going to load the box up, Jenty. They haven't been able to. The difference is Penn State is putting out of their front seven of those guys are going to play on Sundays. Or at least like five are projected in the top five rounds of those seven. All seven will be Sunday players in the NFL. And now then you load up one or two. Do we think Madsen is really going to be the guy that's going to beat Penn State or keep them close? That's the part where I don't trust. I trust Ashton Jenty to kind of get his rushing yards at 130, which, like, man, that's a lot. Like, and that's even like I don't know. Because they, like I said, Penn State's going to load the box with a bunch of NFL defensive linemen and NFL linebackers. So where's your trust at in this game? I took Penn State minus 10. I also don't hate the Penn State team total. That was something else I was looking over because I know Matt mentioned the over. I think like 87% of bets are on the over in this one right now. I would lean more as opposed to taking the full over. I think I would probably lean more if you're wanting to play like points. I would probably just stay on the Penn State side of things and do the team total that way. But this is out of all these games this weekend, this is the one that I can see possibly being the ugliest.
So I agree. I think you touched on rushing yards for Jenty and being mm-hmm. able to run at, we're up to 132.5 at
Bet. Still Sarasota. Going up. Oh my gosh.
Penn State's only,
let's go.
They've only allowed one running back to get over 100 yards. That was USC's Woody Marks. I think he had 111 yards. As Ken says, men against boys, Penn State boat races them.
Come on, Ken.
If you key in on Jenty and on him, I don't think Maddox Madsen is winning you the game.
Exactly.
And that's what another thing I talked about, Drew Aller, he's like the most underrated quarterback, I feel like, out there. His passing yards are 225.5 right now. You can get it plus over 224, minus 125, over 225, minus 120 on DraftKings. I think he goes over that. Boise State's allowed 257 pass yards per game on average. They haven't faced a quarterback like Aller, except for Dylan Gabriel, who put up 243 in what was a very ugly game for Oregon. I think Aller moves the ball through the air. And really in conjunction with that, Catron Allen, over 5.5 receiving yards. He's been involved in the passing game here more as of late. They've utilized him in their last two games. He had two receptions for 28 yards versus SMU and then three for 15 versus Oregon. We're talking one catch. That's all he's got to get, basically, and get over this 5.5. I feel like that's pretty easy. And also, he scored three touchdowns in the last two. Nobody's laying minus 400 on Jenty to get in the end zone, but you can parlay it with Catron Allen minus 165 to get that down to even money. So that's what I did as my third prop bet in this one.
I like that. Todd? I do think Jenty gets in the end zone. Like I said, 130 is a lot. I don't know if he gets the 130 just because, like, Penn State's going to be singled in and they're going to make Maddox Madsen beat them. But I do think if they do get in the red zone, I think Jenty scores. I'm fine with, you mentioned I'm fine with or Singleton too. That's kind of your choice, which is kind of where it makes it tough for Penn State. It's like you don't know if Singleton's going to be the guy that scores or Catron Allen just because they do kind of divvy up. It's like 50-50 between them. So that's where that part's tough. But, yeah, I do like that parlay to get it to even money.
Todd, you looking at anything over here?
I got family stuff going on right now, so I apologize. No, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do Boise State. You know me, teaser. There's a teaser play. I'm doing 18.5 over 49. When you look at Penn State's offense, 44, 37, 38, I think it's a high-scoring game. So I'm going to take it up because I believe in Boise State's going to hang in this game. I'm going to do team points, Boise State, over 20.5, minus 115. I think they get it. I think this one's high-scoring. And you know, I think it's a high scoring game, and I think Boise is going to, and now tomorrow morning, I might go, man, I was dead wrong and everybody else was right. And I'm going to do, now you're going to say, Smitty, where are you going with this one? I did a smaller play on the first quarter under 13.5, just because can Boise State kind of run the ball and kind of just slow it down a little bit. And if Penn State gets the offense, and can they run Singleton and Allen a little bit and run, and it's a big game here now. And sometimes these teams slow it down and they don't want to make the big mistake here. So can I get a small winner on that too? So I'm kind of doing it a little different ways here tonight, but that's where I'm going with this.
You took a page out of my playbook here with the first quarter. I was also going to go under in the first quarter. And in conjunction with that, you can bet on DraftKings first drive, first Boise State drive result, punt minus 135. They have not faced a defense like Penn State's. I feel like they're going to force a three and out. So I'm going to bet that if I can here at Bet Saracen or Oakland. I'm going to have to look these Arkansas books. Nick, why don't you close this out?
Yeah, looking forward to tomorrow. I just wanted to say, like, we're obviously going to do a show in the morning. And everything, props right now are out for tomorrow's games. I can't play them in Tennessee. But there are some very good ones to look at. I just want to put a shout out to our Discord because I put it in there today. That's where you can get our early plays at. Like I said, like it opened up at, I'm sorry. Let me see who quickly. It was, which one did I put in the Discord this morning? Because it was like very obvious. This is a great finish. Oh, Gunnar Stockton tomorrow.
Rushing yards. Yeah, 12.5.
12.5 rushing yards for Gunnar Stockton. That was way too low. It shot up now to about, I think, 19.5, 20 at some places. But that's where, like, if you're in our Discord, you would have got that at 12.5. I think you've hammered that because, like, projection wise, I believe my projections had him running for between like 32 to 35. And then getting sacked 2 to 3 times, which is on average a loss of 15 to 18. So the number should be about 17.5 to 18.5. So 12.5 was a steal. And I think FanDuel got ripped apart, and that's why they've moved their number up to 22, I think it is right now. So just another thing to join our Discord, especially going into the baseball season where you will get a lot of our early plays, and you got to hammer them quick.
You got anything? Texas ranks 58th in defensive success rate against the rush. We know Cam Scadabo is pretty much that entire offense. I'm looking at a prop here for Scadabo, who's averaging 131 yards per game. To go over 110, you get plus 110. Over 100 is minus 135. Do you think you get big doses of Cam in this game?
Was that just rushing or?
Yeah, that's just rushing.
Okay. If there's an NFL one or like an NFL one where there's rushing plus receiving, I would rather play that. Yeah. Cause I do think they try to get the ball in his hands as much as possible, whether it's screens, rushes, like any of that type of stuff. So I would try to find a book that has both like it combined.
Nice. And Ken rounds us out with down goes South Carolina.
Dude,
does look like LSU is going to cruise to a victory here up 41-24 against Baylor. But, yeah.
Big 10.
Not a good showing for the SEC.
ACC is worse, though. No. ACC is 1-9 right now.
They got Louisville today, and that was on a two-point conversion. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That was an awesome finish to that game. There was 12 plays from, like, inside the 10. That was a good finish.
All right. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll be back in the morning to go over the next three games, the college football playoff quarterfinal. Until then, we'll see you soon.